From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, this is Idaho Matters, and I'm Gemma Gaudette. So a quick note to our listeners right now, this next segment, we are going to be talking about bullying and suicide. So if you feel that this may be triggering, go ahead and take a break. We will be talking about this till the end of the program today. Just want to give you fair warning if you need to step away. As the COVID-19 pandemic kept kids out of school and they were stuck at home, so many kids spent more and more time online, not only for schoolwork, but really this was their only way to connect with friends, right? Because they could chat with them, they could hang out, but it was not able to see them in person because of the fears of catching the coronavirus. Well, this dynamic created more opportunities for cyberbullying. And for kids who were increasingly isolated, that bullying, there's no other way to say it, that it became a nightmare for many of those kids. A new film called The Upstanders takes a deep dive into cyberbullying from the point of view of the victims, but also the perpetrators. And it looks at the latest research into why it happens and ways to stop it. We want to take a listen to part of the trailer for that film right now.
It started through an Instagram hate account. Why does your hair look like that? Why do you have buck teeth?
Calling him an ape. They were saying, let's put him 6 feet under.
She's ugly. She's mean. She has no soul. She shouldn't be here. She has no role. They were like chanting on her to punch me in the face. It was really hurtful. It made me feel bad about myself, like I was doing something wrong.
The definition of bullying typically takes on three different criteria. One is a power differential. One is repeated negative acts, and the third is an intent to harm.
And it didn't matter that I talked the same way they did. I took the same classes. I grew up in the same place. I wore the same brand clothes. I was the same as it could possibly be. I looked different. I fundamentally was different. And the fact that I was made it really easy.
Well, a group of folks are bringing this film to Jump in downtown Boise tomorrow night. Anyone can go see the movie and join a discussion on how to stop these things from happening, to how to stop bullying. So joining us now are Shannon Decker, the executive director and co-founder of the Speedy Foundation, and Colby Twist, the marketing manager with the Children's Home Society of Idaho. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Hi, Gemma. It's so great to be here with you.
Hi, thanks for having us.
So Shannon, I want to start with you. Can you just talk a little bit more about the film, The Upstanders? Give us kind of a brief description of the movie.
Yeah, The Upstanders is part of a trilogy docuseries that that I came to know probably about 2 years ago. It's just powerful information that is told through the lens of science and data and information, as well as youth with lived experience. And in our work in suicide prevention and mental health awareness, one of the main components that always seems to be missing at the table is youth voice, to hear what it actually feels like, what it looks like, and what could benefit individuals. And so I think that's the powerful part of this film, is that young people are able to tell us in their own words what's really happening.
And Colby, why did you think it was important to bring this film to Boise in this type of environment?
Yeah, so Shannon actually brought it to my attention and asked for us, for the Children's Home, to partner up with the Speedy Foundation. We have done other things with them, and this is a great partnership. So whenever the Speedy Foundation does something, we definitely want to be involved with, because we know that it's going to be impactful and meaningful and make a big difference in the community. Right now, like Shannon was talking about with, bullying and everything that is going on, we can't put this off till tomorrow or the next day. This has to be addressed now. We need to figure out how to help our children that are being bullied and help our children that are being the bullies. You know, let's start the conversations in our classrooms. Let's start them at home. And so this is a good way for us to kind of kick it off and, invite parents and teachers and counselors and the community together to start this conversation. And then obviously after tomorrow night, it doesn't end. It continues on.
So before we really get into more about the issues in this film, I do want to take a moment and talk about each of your organizations. In particular, I think for folks who might be new to the area, they may not know much about it. So Shannon, as we mentioned, you're the executive director of the Speedy Foundation. Tell us a little bit about the foundation and why you helped create it.
Yeah. So the Speedy Foundation is a local nonprofit. It was established in 2011 in memory of my cousin. His name was Jarrett Speedy Peterson. He was a three-time Olympic skier. He was on the U.S. ski team for 16 years, a Boise native. And in 2011, he died by suicide. He died in Utah, which was his second home, where he trained. And 11 years ago, you know, it was a major shock, and it just kind of disrupted this, I don't know, this sense of perfection that he had kind of created in his time in the spotlight. He had a lot of connections through the U.S. ski team and in the Boise community. And at the time, Idaho was one of only two states that didn't have a suicide prevention hotline call center. And so by 2012, you know, we'd established as a nonprofit, and we'd helped to fundraise and relaunch Idaho's suicide hotline call center. And then as time progressed, we realized that there was a huge component missing when it came to being a family, being a friend group with someone who struggled openly with their mental health, with adverse childhood experiences, and with substance use. And so we really started to focus on having conversations in unusual spaces, as well as providing education that was evidence-based. And so we've been hosting conversations like a film screening and a panel discussion, as well as outreach booths, and hosting trainings like mental health first aid. And it all just kind of comes together in normalizing that, that help and hope are always available, and that life really isn't perfect. So Speedy had started that conversation, and unfortunately continued to struggle, never had that accurate diagnosis or found recovery. And when people go on for too long with too much, it can become overwhelming. So we work to prevent any family from experiencing what we have.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, rolls into this movie, The Upstanders. Because Colby, there are some painful stories in this movie from kids and parents, including parents who have lost their children to suicide after cyberbullying. It was difficult to watch the trailer. I would assume this is a difficult movie to watch, but a necessary one.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, just said it is very difficult to watch. But yeah, it's necessary. I mean, it's reality. This is what's going on. And if we don't look at the reality and we don't watch it, then how are we supposed to solve the problem? And how are we supposed to be there to, you know, to help out? So, you know, we're all in this together. So, you know, let's do this as a community. Let's put our heads together. Let's work together and help, you know, be there for our kids and see what we can do to help, you know, solve this problem.
And Gemma, to add on to that, there is a strong storyline of an individual who does die by suicide. However, in the version that we will make public after this screening, it'll be a shortened version where that one has been taken out. And so we recognize that it's an appropriate story, that it's accurate, but that it's not going to be something that we're going to focus on. You know, like we want to focus on the positive pieces. What can we do upstream in those regards? And when looking, you know, I've got the 2021 Idaho Youth Risk Behavior Study in front of me, and looking at what our youth in grades 9 through 12 are reporting, 44.8% felt sad or hopeless for two or more weeks in a row, so much so that they stopped doing their usual activities that they had been doing previously in the past 12 months. 44.8, half of our youth are saying that they've been so sad or hopeless. That means that we need to get in front of this. Like we've got some big numbers. We've also got 27.7% who reported that they were victims of teasing or name calling because of their weight, their size, or their physical appearance in the last 12 months. So,
well, and you know, one thing that I wanted, Shannon, I don't mean to cut you off, but I want one thing that I did want to talk about before we run out of time is also the perspective from the perpetrators of this, because I do think, you know, rightfully so, we spend a lot of time talking about these kiddos who have been bullied, who, you know, online, who focus on, you know, who have just what you talked about. This is what we talk about and how we can help these kids. What I appreciate about this film is let's also look at why kids are doing this. Why are they bullying? Why are they teasing? And what can we do as a community to make sure that they stop doing that? Because there's something broken, I think, within yourself emotionally when you are going after someone else. And so with just about the 2 minutes left we have, can one of you talk about just the importance of looking at that aspect too, and to really start having the conversations around that?
So, you know, what I'd say to that is, you know, talking about the perspective as actually being the bully, the idea here is not to put any blame on anyone. And because obviously that bully might be a victim as well. And what can, right. What are they struggling from? How can we help them? And I think it's okay to admit that. I think it's okay for a parent to say, you know, I'm seeing this behavior. How can I help out? And it's not to, you know, put any blame anywhere. It's just to maybe, you know, dive in deeper and see what the issue is there. Because, you know, as you were saying, there are obviously some struggles going there too. Let alone we're also dealing, you know, you're mentioning online and online bullying. It's a lot different than it was, you know, years back when you could just be bullied at home and then come home to your safe place, see your parents and be comforted. Now it's you're bringing it home. It's a lot easier for people to get online and continue it on. So.
And in our registration, you know, we were asking some supplemental questions to, you know, more than just your name and address, but, you know, have you ever been the victim of bullying? Have you ever perpetrated bullying? And have you ever acted as an upstander? And it's been fascinating to see some of those answers coming in. We have a panelist for tomorrow's discussion, an educator by the name of Damon Brown, and he's got experience, you know, being somebody who's been bullied as well as being the bully. And so I'm excited for him to be able to share that as well as his role in education.
I want to thank both of you for coming on the show. Let me remind folks, this is a special showing of the film. It's called Upstanders. It will be showing at Jump Thursday night at 6 p.m. in downtown Boise. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.